Hey guys.
Hi, queens.
Welcome back. We are back from our trips. I feel like it went by so fast, but it feels like it's been a while at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to be back though. We're both so exhausted. I mean, your jet lag is way worse than mine, but I just feel so tired. But yes, I can't even imagine your jet lag because that's something
yeah, I
else.
Got back the other day.
Did you get and back honestly, Friday or Saturday? Friday,
I
right?
I don't know. Oh, Friday night. You guys, I'm literally on like day three of Positano on my stories. Like I literally can't. Like, I don't know what it is when I'm traveling. I cannot keep up with stories, but it's mainly because by the end of the day,
you're
when I
want
to like put up my stories,
exhausted.
I fall asleep immediately. Yeah. So then it's like, and then I'm also on top of that trying to like live in the moment. So I just... it's just so funny because I am not going to be back for like another freaking week or something. I don't know. But yeah, I got back and I did really well the first night. Like, we got back, I think I ended up getting home around like 10, and then I took a NyQuil. I slept until like 12 the next day and I was like feeling good. I was like, yes, I got this. Like, I'm not going to be jet lagged. And then last night I woke up at 3 a.m. and I could not go back to sleep. So I literally was up since 3 a.m., was so bored, and went to Pilates at 7 a.m., which honestly I should not have done because then I started feeling sick. And now I'm just, my body's out of whack now. But it's fine. I'm going to rest the whole week.
Have you heard of that app that is supposed to like help you transition? Like, basically, when you're traveling somewhere, you like input your destination and then it like tells you like a couple days before like how to prepare. So it'll tell you like, okay, like the night before you leave, like go to bed at this time, or like once you get on the plane,
wait,
like go to bed immediately, like sleep, like wake up at this time. And like, I think it takes a couple days, but it like is supposed to help you adjust. So I feel like you could do it the same way back and just like input your final destination and then it's supposed to like tell
you. No, I've never
you.
Heard of that.
I don't know where I heard that. Maybe it was a podcast or something, or a random TikTok. I don't know, but
maybe
I wanted
we'll
to
try
look
it
into
out
that.
For France.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
Yeah,
but
that's really interesting. But yeah, we'll be taking NyQuil tonight, like right after this probably, because that's the only thing that makes me like actually sleep through the night.
Yeah, no, same. I feel like I have to do that on airplanes is NyQuil, because that's how I know I'll get knocked out, because I've tried other sleeping pills before and like my body goes to sleep but my brain does not. So I feel like I'm fully awake
exactly
in my brain, but like my body's asleep and I feel stuck. So I don't do that anymore. But I was also exhausted, but I was just coming back from the East Coast, which is only a 3-hour time difference.
Yeah.
But I feel like it just, I don't know, I feel like as I get older, my body, it just takes more and more time to adjust.
Oh, yeah,
unfortunately.
Totally.
But yeah, same. Like, just going to be so chill this week. So we figured this podcast would be us just catching up, kind of like a FaceTime session with you guys, and just chatting about our trips and recapping all that fun stuff. And yeah, I feel like this will just be a chill, casual episode. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go. We have like no notes, nothing.
It's just like a girly chit chat.
Yeah. Also,
summer girly chit chat.
Side note, I'm like so torn, but this is just like on my mind, so I figured I'll just say it. I'm having a delayed high school reunion, 10-year high school reunion, but delayed because it's been more than 10 years. But that's like potentially like this next weekend, and I can't tell if I want to go or not. And I asked Chelsea, our therapist, like her thoughts, because it's like, obviously in high school,
wait, interesting.
You have like certain feelings towards people, like good ones and like bad ones, or you like leave on certain terms where you're like, I'm good, never seeing this person again.
Right.
And then your reunion comes up and then it's like, okay, it's been over 10 years. Like, are we over this or are we not? Because like, you were a shitty person in high school. So I'm like, am I supposed to pretend that like you weren't shitty to me? Or like 10 years have gone by. Am I supposed to have like let this go? Like,
okay,
I don't know.
What did she say?
She was like, no, I think it's totally fine if you go. It like, it might just give you the closure that you need. And I just like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
it's so funny because I'm so having this dilemma too, because my high school reunion is, it's either the summer this summer or during the holidays.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to decide if I want to go. But, like, I think I did decide I don't want to go.
So, like, I'm just torn because obviously I have to drive all the way to Arizona. And, like, yes, I can, like, see my family, visit my grandma, and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Also, it's, like, 110 freaking degrees there right now. It is so hot. They're having a heat wave. Dang. So that sounds miserable. And then I'm trying to figure out, like, who's going. And I'm trying to see if there's, like, a list somewhere or, like, who's RSVPing. Because I feel like a lot of my core friends that I had in high school aren't going. So then I'm like, there's only like one or two people who like were in my core group that are going, I think. So it would be nice to catch up and just see how everyone's doing, what everyone's up to. Like, I'm genuinely curious. Yeah. And I feel like whenever I do go to these kinds of events, I always like have fun and whatever. But like, I am slightly stressed / have anxiety about those people that I don't really need to see or really care about, or like,
yeah, that's
literally like too. I changed their contact name in my phone to be like a bad, not bad name, but like a nickname for them so that I don't have to see their name. So like I'm being screaming, like re-triggered again when everyone's responding in this group text and their like nicknames are coming up and I'm like, oof.
Yes. Yeah, see,
you know,
I need to talk to Josh about this because we have the same freaking reunion and I think he's gonna want to go, but I just don't know.
Well, at least you would have him there with you then, because that's
true.
Nice.
But like, you would bring Andrew, right?
No, like, I don't drag him to Arizona if it's not necessary, and like then we'd have to like get the dogs taken care of, and then it's like a whole thing, and it's just like easy if I just like go out real quick and like come back. So yeah, that's been a lot. That's been on my mind a lot lately. So I'm just like, I feel like it's gonna be a last minute decision. Like Thursday night, I'm gonna decide if I'm gonna drive out Friday or not, because
it's like this weekend.
Yeah, it would be Saturday. So I'm like,
yeah, I feel like you could see who's like going, and then
like could be nice and could be casual, yeah. But then it's like those few bad apples that I'm just not. Like, I just don't care to see. And I'm like, I get it, it was 10 years ago, whatever. But like, you were a shitty person. And like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, you did me dirty.
Maybe assess how they're doing on social media and a lot of them out if like,
oh, no, I'm blocked. Somehow I'm blocked because you made out with my boyfriend. Okay.
I am screaming.
So yeah, there's that, but whatever. And then also, like, is my ex-boyfriend going to be there? Because like, have not really talked to him since we broke up. And again, 7 years ago, like it's been a long time, but it's weird. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird. So no idea if he's going. So yeah, you know, have you guys gone to your high school reunions?
You could like, I mean, what are you doing? I feel like you would be flexing on everyone.
Well, that's another reason I low-key want to go too. Like, hi, I did not peak in high school like you did, you meanie. But
yeah,
it's fine.
True.
So that's why I'm just like, could be, and I just don't want to regret not going. Like, I don't,
I know, I think I've been thinking about that too, because
and like I feel like I could go, and if I hate it, I can literally leave and never see these people again and it'll be fine.
Yeah, true.
So I feel like I'm like 70% going right now. So
wait, where is it at? I'm always curious, like, where the heck are these things held?
I think this girl who's hosting it, she has an Airbnb that she posts about a lot. So I think it might be at her Airbnb in Scottsdale, or it might just be at her house in Scottsdale. I'm not too sure.
Oh, interesting.
But it's just at a house. But I feel like I thought it was going to be like at a bar or like a public space, you know, but it's going to be in like someone's house. And the other thing too is my graduating class was so small. It was 80 people. And I think like maybe 15 have RSVP'd to this. So like, it's a small group. So it's not like this is a big group where I can avoid people that I want to avoid. Like, we are all going to be in the same room, probably sitting on a couch talking. And I just like don't care to engage with these mean girlies. So
that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess assess who's going. But yeah, that is a small group.
But yeah, we'll see. Anyways, sure, I had to just get that off my chest. Yeah, see.
Well, thanks for sharing with the class. And yeah, let us know your guys' experiences. Maybe maybe we can get some insight here.
Yeah, like, is it worth going? Is it not? Like, are we protecting our peace and not going? Or are we going and, you know, maybe mending some old wounds, like getting that closure, moving on? Like, what is the vibe? I don't know. I'm about to text Chelsea and be like, Chelsea, what do I do? Tell me what to do. Okay, well, I guess real quick, we can do our influences of the week this week. What's your current influence right now?
Okay, my influence, if you guys have, like, seen a pattern on my social media, I'm, like, obsessed with, like, fruit-inspired clothing and accessories. I think it's so cute and fun for summer. I also feel like it's really cute for, like, European summer vibes. So I just have found the cutest pieces, truly the cutest pieces. One of my favorites is I got these like strawberry earrings from Zara. I saw someone post about them on TikTok and I literally bought them immediately. They are so cute, and very inexpensive. And then I got this really cute like crochet cardigan from one of my favorite little knit brands. They're called Leilaika. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's tagged on my Instagram. But I just have so many cutie little pieces. I'm finding them everywhere. I just think they're so fun. And I don't know. I just feel like they're also really popping off. It's what I'm saving. It's what I see all over Pinterest. I feel like the girlies are loving little fruit-inspired things for summer. So that is definitely my influence. What about you?
Love that. My influence, I've been debating this for a while. I think I've mentioned it on the pod a couple times, and I finally decided to commit randomly and had to drive to Mission Valley from my house to go get it because it was the only store that had it in stock. Where do you buy it? Best Buy.
I haven't said it yet.
So I finally decided to get an Oura ring. And I've been contemplating it for so long, and I've asked so many people their thoughts, and honestly I feel like everyone who I've asked has had positive experience with it. Like, everyone loves it. Like, yeah. Friends, family. I asked my nutritionist if any of her clients talk about it or have it, and she said everyone who has it loves it. Yeah, so like literally anyone. Like, I will see strangers on the street and I'll be like, is that an Oura ring? And they'll be like, yeah. And I'll be like, how do you like it? And they'll be like, oh my god, I love it so much. And I'm like, thank you so much, that's all I needed to know. So yeah, you can either buy it online on their website or Best Buy has them in stock. And I just wanted to go in and try it on in person because people say to size up, and I don't know why, but like, you're supposed to size up. So that just made me a little nervous because it's like expensive. So I just wanted to make sure it fit right. So I wanted to go in store to try it on. And then I guess if you order with Oura Ring, like their website, you can get like a ring sizing kit and then decide. But I was impatient and I just wanted it then and there. So we went after dinner one night and drove to Mission Valley to get it at that Best Buy. And I ended up getting it a size up, which is nice because you're supposed to wear it on your index finger. That's like the best results, I guess. And so I didn't want it to be too tight where it felt like claustrophobic or uncomfortable if I were to, you know, get a little swollen during traveling or whatever. So I am really happy that I sized up, and I just got the classic gold one. It's so funny, like, depending on what color you get, the prices are different. So like, the gold is more expensive than the silver and the black, but rose gold is the most expensive one. So rose gold is more expensive than gold by like $50 or $100. Like, it's really interesting. But yeah, it's really cool. I really like it so far. I've had it for about a week, and some of the stats that they give you, it takes a little bit longer for them to like come through. So you have to wear it for like at least a week or at least 30 days. So I'm still in that transition period with it, but it does give you all your details on your sleep, which is really nice. And that's what I was curious about. So it somehow it knows, I think it's by your heart rate, but it knows the exact time you fall asleep. Like, it tells you like how long you were laying in bed, and then it tells you when you fall into your sleep, and then it tells you like your like REM sleep, your deep sleep, your light sleep, how many times you wake up, if you like any movement, like your heart rate, your temperature. Like, it's tracking all these things, which is so interesting, but it gives really good data. Cause I was like, sometimes I feel like I'm sleeping well, but then I wake up tired. So I'm like, am I actually sleeping well? So
yeah,
now I have this to tell me, and yeah, so I'm excited. And I don't know if this is TMI, but this week will be my first week on my period with it. So I'm excited to see like the temperature changes that it records or however it tells, because yeah, it's actually supposed to track your cycle as well. Just like by your body temperature, I guess. I don't know. There's so many features on it, and it tracks activity. If you're like walking, it'll be like, hey, did you just do this? And then it tells you like calories you burned, I think. I don't know. It just has a lot of good information. So yeah, so far it's been a week and I really love it. And it's waterproof too. Like you can't go like deep swimming, but you could like surf with it on or go swimming or snorkeling
and like you
and shower
on in the shower.
Yeah.
Is it like, does it mesh well with your jewelry? Like
yeah,
it
doesn't. I feel like it's just
weird.
Like gold. Like it's just like a gold ring. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like honestly really cute. They did
a
good job.
Not bad. And I feel like from being like a Fitbit girly to this, I'm really excited because I think we might have mentioned this on a different episode. Like I'm not wearing an Apple Watch. Like I'm just not.
No.
You know? So I feel like this is really great. It's really cute. And I feel like I just got gold and that will match all my jewelry. And I honestly haven't had any issues with it. And the charge lasts like a good amount of time. And then it also charges really quickly. So you don't have to like have it off too long to like miss anything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Overall, so far experience is 10 out of 10. I'm really happy with this purchase. And
love that.
I'll report back if anything changes. But yeah, I just feel like it gives really good insight into your health. And I'm on my health journey right now. So this is just kind of another thing to kind of help me see how I'm doing. I think it also can track your stress levels, but I haven't been wearing it long enough for it to give me results yet. So that's something that I'm looking forward to seeing as well. But yeah, so just like a lot of good insight, and it tells you like your sleep score, like your readiness for the day, like how well you slept, like your oxygen levels, your heart, like it's so crazy. Wow. Like it's really in depth and I'm just like, how is this ring doing this? But it's really cool.
Wait, so it does record your workouts?
So I haven't done like workouts with it, but like walks. Yes, it'll be like, hey, did you just do this activity? Okay. And you can also add activities, but I haven't done Pilates yet with it because I've been gone. So I don't know if that will actually be able to be logged yet. But I think it can tell when your heart rate is raised and it like knows what you're
really
doing.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll
see. I stopped wearing my Apple Watch because it's just not the vibe.
We'll see, like, once I'm back into my normal routine, doing my normal activities, what kind of results it pulls up. But so far with, like, the travel and it, like, tells you the amount you've slept and I don't know. It's really interesting and insightful. And if you love data, I feel like I love data. So if you're just a data girly, it's really fun to check that every morning. I like wake up and I like check my sleep score and my readiness score.
No, that is really
and, like,
cool. Does it like give you suggestions? Like if you don't have a good sleep, like it tells you what to do.
It'll be like, it like reminds you at 9 p.m. every night, like, hey, it's time to start winding down, like get ready for bed. Obviously I do not go to bed at 9, but honestly I might start now that this Aura ring is reminding me every day.
That's so cool.
And then it'll be like, hey, like we noticed your temperature was a little high last night, like make sure you just take it easy today, listen to your body and maybe do like a mindful meditation.
Oh my god, love that.
So it's like
pretty to hear more
interactive, but
keep us updated.
It's literally been a week, so I'll keep you guys updated on that, but I'm really excited about it. And I was thinking about it for so long and I asked so many people their thoughts. So I'm excited, but
glad you have it.
Yeah. Okay. So this week's episode, again, we're just doing like a FaceTime chit chat with the girlies just on our trip and just updates and what we did. Cause we did some fun things the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. We were both busy girlies the past 2 weeks.
So
I feel like you had like 2 trips. Maybe you fill us in on your brand trip.
Okay.
And then I'll fill you guys in on like my Italy trip. And then you can do the Hamptons part too.
Yes. Okay. That I have just really so cute. Many thoughts on the Hamptons, you guys, and we just have to talk about it as a West Coast girly because it was just not what I expected. Yeah. So we have, yes, we need to chat about that. Okay. But we'll start with Macy's first. So that was really fun. I've partnered with Macy's this past year and this year. So I was really excited to go. I was also nervous because I was going by myself and I didn't really know anyone. Like IRL, I knew one girl and then I knew like a couple other girls from social media, but that was pretty much it. So we went to, so basically we flew into the Vail airport. That flight from Denver to Vail is bumpy the whole way. It's like a 30-minute flight, but it's bumpy the whole time.
Is it so like crazy. Always like that?
I guess so. So
that is so interesting.
Why does no one talk about that? Okay. So yeah, we flew into Vail and then drove to an area called Beaver Creek. I think it's just one of the little mountain resort towns. I think there's just a bunch in that area. Mm-hmm. So we were in Beaver Creek and it was honestly so beautiful. Everything was so lush and green and fresh and the air was crisp. The only thing that was new to me was the elevation change. I think I Googled it and the elevation is like 8,000 there, 8,000 feet above sea level. Whereas like in San Diego, we're literally at zero. So that was definitely an adjustment because you get like more winded quickly.
Oh yeah.
So that like you would just be like tired after going up a flight of stairs and you're like, what is wrong with me? But nothing's wrong. It's sense. Just the elevation. So that was one thing that was very interesting to experience. But other than that, it was so fun. We stayed at this stunning resort. I feel like in the winter when it's actually snowing, it's probably so expensive. Like it looked like a fairy tale town, like out of like a storybook, like a mountain town. Cute. I can't even imagine what it looks like in the snow. So it was so cute. And they like decked out all of our rooms and had like welcome goodie bags. So that was so fun to walk into. And then we really only had one activity per day and a dinner. So it was like really nice. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of downtime and a lot of girls, like I feel like we're just like resting and just kind of taking a nap midday because the elevation, you just get so tired so yeah. quickly. So that was nice that it was a little more casual and less kind of booked and busy. Like you have this, this, and this. So it's like we got to pick our activities that we wanted to do. And then the dinners had themes every night, which was so fun. So, oh, and they had like a gifting suite every day, basically. So instead of just giving us everything all at once, like every day you would visit like the Macy's Lounge and they would have different brands and sponsors that day. So you would go and like
so cute.
Pick up that day's gift. And then they had like little surprises along the way too, which was so cool. Like, honestly, I forgot that Macy's carried like all these insane brands. And it was just such a great reminder because Macy's has great prices. So I was like, okay,
yeah,
back on my Macy's kick. But we had the welcome dinner, which was so fun. Everyone went around and introduced themselves, said their names. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to take all night. But it actually didn't. And it was so fun.
How many girls were there?
I think there was 30 to 40 people.
Oh, wow. That's like a good amount.
It was like a lot. But they also had people. I think they have Macy's ambassadors who are employees at the actual stores. So I think they can like apply to the program. So you have like the influencer side and then you have the like actual employees.
That's really cool that they do that.
That they give them the opportunity for that. Yeah. So I think they were called like the colleagues basically. But yeah, it was really cool to have just a big mix of people. Like I feel like the age range like was like probably like early 20s to like, I think there was this lady there and I think she's a grandma for sure. She was telling us about her like grandkids. I think she's like in her 60s or 70s. And like,
was she a colleague?
No, she's like a Macy's, like, she's just like a content creator who like shares her style as a grandma.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So that's it was so just cute. Like the biggest range of in the group, which was so cool to just get to know everyone, hear everyone's stories, like where everyone was from. Like there were a lot of people from New York and a lot of people from Atlanta. There, I was the only person from San Diego. There was a couple people from LA, but yeah, so that was interesting, but I'm trying to think, like, how to even tell the story. But basically, I guess, like, the first night was, like, a denim or, like, a elevated Western theme night, so that was really fun. Wore, like, all denim, and they gifted us Dolce Vita cowboy boots. Everyone got a pair of boots, so that was really so cute. And then I think we looked at the stars that night through telescope. So that was cool.
That's cool.
And then everyone went to bed pretty early because everyone was so tired from the travel day. And then the next day was horseback riding, which is literally my favorite activity ever. It was so fun. Like, we were riding horses up and down this mountain. Like, this was not a flat trail. Like, these horses were trotting and, like, running up this mountain. Like, it was a very active ride. And it was so crazy because I think 30 people went on this ride. Like, they had 30 horses going at one time when I feel like normally, like, a group ride is, like, 10. So I've never seen so many horses at one time. So that was so fun. But, yeah. Up and down this trail. It was like pretty long. It was so fun. And then they let us kind of trot at the end. So that was like so cute and so fun. I just love horseback riding.
Were there like beginners on this?
Yes. Yes. I feel like most people were beginners. So that was like a very intense ride for beginners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very active. But like everyone had fun. All the horses are so well trained. And
there
were like a couple guides. So it was totally good. Like everything went well. So that was so fun. And then that night for dinner, the theme was summer heat. So I wore my leopard pants that I got from Macy's. And honestly, they're so cute. Love them. And then they, I'm trying to think. Was that? No. Never mind. So that was really good. Oh, this was like a seated dinner and it was so freaking nice. Like it was such a good dinner and you just got to like sit, mix and mingle with everyone, like the Macy's team, like the colleagues, other influencers. And then we got to embroider a Levi's jacket at dinner. So that was really fun. And then I think this was the night when we went back to our hotel rooms. They gifted us La Mer, like really expensive, like three products from La Mer. And like, I was looking it up on the website and I think this is the stuff
it's like $200.
Like $280, almost like $300 for like this cream. Crazy. So
nice.
That was like so crazy and so cool because I've never had a La Mer product before. So I'm so excited for that. And then the next day I did yoga. It was the option was yoga or hike. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go with yoga. So it was a really nice meditative stretching yoga. So that was so nice and relaxing.
Love that.
And then the dinner, what did we do? The dinner was like a casual, the theme was summer splash, I think. And I wore some blue, exploring some I color. I
Loved so that. Was that fun. Was cute.
But yeah, that was good. And then that night we made s'mores by the fireplace or like the outside fire. And it was so fun. And then this day they gifted us, it was so cute, where I was just getting ready in the room and someone like knocks on the door and they brought a Dolce & Gabbana like fragrance package that they like hand delivered to everyone's hotel room. So that was so cute and fun. And I just love how they kind of spread out the experiences throughout the trip again, as opposed to just like literally gifting everything at the beginning, just kind of being like, here you go. So that made it really special. And I feel like it was just so fun. And then like the last part was like at the s'mores. It was so fun because it's like, it just felt like summer camp and like everyone had bonded over 3 days and like you don't want to go home. And it's like you go in not knowing anyone and you're leaving like making all these friends and you're just like, I'm so sad. I don't want this to be over. Like it literally felt like adult summer camp. So it's just like just a reminder that I will be sending my kids to summer camp.
True.
So yeah,
I never went. Did you?
I did. I did like church camps and then I did like gymnastics camps. But I think the church camps were more like summer camp than like the gymnastics camps were like gymnastics all day, every day. Whereas like the church camp was like obviously like Bible study and then like cute activities and like lunch in the hall, you know, that kind of vibe. But I feel like it was just so fun and being in such a beautiful place and just like meeting new people was like really fun. And that was like 3 days. And then I came back on Thursday and then we left for New York on Sunday night. So that was like quick turn around. Yeah,
go, go, go.
But overall, the trip was so fun. Like, love Macy's so much. And yeah, so I feel like that kind of recaps the Macy's trip. But
love that. That is such a fun and cool part of the industry, I feel like.
Yeah.
Especially as an adult, like, making friends and meeting new people. Like,
just
like,
your inner child is, like, just, like, so happy. And then just, like, yeah, connecting with other people you would never cross paths with.
Yeah.
And I feel like just, like, I don't know. I feel like I challenged myself to kind of post content that I normally don't post, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially being in different environment and like having to kind of figure out content that way. But obviously when you're with a bunch of content creators, it's really helpful. So
yeah, definitely.
And I like pushed myself to like do all the TikToking like you. I'm literally still finishing my Macy's TikToks because I would try to like post. I post on TikTok at night because I feel like that's just when it does the best for me. I have no other strategy behind it. But then like I would like fall asleep or like I would get too tired and then I would forget and then it would be like midnight and I'm like, okay, well I can't post on TikTok now. So then it would just be like delayed. So I like I'm still like finishing my Macy's TikToks, but I was like committing so hard to like, okay, I am going to do my TikToks on this trip. Like, so I just got to post them.
It's hard to be in the moment. Like I know. Truly, I feel like unless you just like, I don't even know. I'm trying to figure it out.
It's definitely hard. And like and my goal was to like stay on top of my stories, which I did. And then the TikToks were like a whole other thing. I was like, I can't even think about that right now. I'll do that another day. So because I feel like TikTok isn't as like time sensitive, you know, like it doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like
really matter when you post the TikTok. Right. So
it's like there's no like stories on TikTok. So I feel like people like, don't what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like on TikTok, I'm still like on my Macy's trip. So we're wrapping that up. But yeah, it's definitely hard to balance that. And like, I'm so curious how other people do it because I feel like there are some creators who, or even like Alex Earle, like she is constantly,
oh my God,
posting in real time all the time. And I'm just like, how are you doing this? I just wonder if she's
always on her phone, but it doesn't seem like she is. But like,
right.
How are you?
No, I like listened to her on, I listened to her podcast. I actually really like her podcast. And she says she like edits her own videos. Like she should get an editor to like help her with time, but like she like records and edits it and then posts it.
So like, is she getting ready like 3 hours before an
event? Probably,
for sure. Because I feel like that's the strategy.
Yes. Like I feel like for Macy's, like I would calculate the time I needed to get ready. And then I literally would add a full like hour, like maybe 30 minutes to record content.
Yeah, I think that's like what I need to start counting for. Like I need to like add 30 minutes to an hour before I get ready to do stuff, especially on like trips and events and stuff.
Yeah.
To record the content because I just don't do that at all.
Yeah. So, and then luckily like we have assistants who help us out. So I would just like send her the videos and be like, hey, like this is how I want the video edited. And she would like help me do that. But like there's no way I could edit the videos myself and then post them. In real time, it literally takes me an hour to edit like each video. So I'm just like, who is doing this? But anyway, let's hear about your Italy trip. I'm so excited. It looked so just like magical. And I feel like everyone is literally in Europe right now and just frolicking around the pretty coast.
I know. And I feel like literally everyone on my feed is in Amalfi Coast.
Yeah. So how was your trip? Where did you go? What did you do? Okay.
It was such a good trip. Honestly, it was very cute, very wholesome. I went with my family and it's just funny because, well, okay. So I went with my family. Josh was obviously invited on our little family trip, but he couldn't get the time off / he's already been to every single place that we went and didn't want to like take the time off for that.
Yeah.
But it was really nice because I got to like spend time just like the four of us of my family. So
I'm sure your parents like really treasured those like moments with you and your sister.
And
like core family memories.
Yes, like it was just really cute, honestly. Because
like they don't get you both together like that much anymore, you know, especially with your sister in med school. Like, yeah. So I bet that was just so nice for them.
And I feel like I don't know, it was like very cute, like rewriting memories, the four of us in certain situations, like literally have so much to chat about with my therapist. But like there was really good parts, there was like now I'm triggered parts, but
yeah,
overall it was a very, very good trip. Like honestly, me and my sister just had so much fun together, and I thought that was really sweet because we were talking about how crazy it is that that was probably the last trip that it would be just the two of us, because like next trip, first of all, she can't take another trip for like minimum 3 years because of med school.
Oh my
gosh. She like doesn't have a free moment at all, so like that was definitely the last trip that we'll like probably take just the two of us. Like I feel like I'll have kids by the time she's able to take another freaking trip. So that was really sweet. So yeah, so it was the four of us. We went, our first stop was Florence. And honestly, I feel like I gained a new appreciation for Tuscany and Florence.
Okay,
like I don't know what it, yeah, like I don't know what it was, but the past two times I went, I just like didn't, like it's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but like I didn't really get the hype because I feel like people are obsessed with it. And I just thought it was very, very touristy, but we went into Tuscany. I mean, okay, Florence is in Tuscany, but we went into like the Tuscany countryside and we went to a few places, and oh my god, I just like love the Tuscany countryside. I think it's literally one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. It's just so dreamy. I cannot believe that people live in these little castle towns. I think it's so beautiful and cute and charming, and there's, I don't know, I've never seen anything like that. So I love that part of Florence.
Who picked those places? Like, did you pick it, or did your parents like do research and like want to go?
My mom. And then I've been to San Gimignano and Siena with Josh, and we loved it, so we went back. And those two places are so beautiful. Like, I really want to spend a week in Tuscany in the countryside, which LOL, because this girl in our South of France trip like posted that she's a client. Did you see this post?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I need to respond because I'm like, I am down, girlies. Like, who? I am down. But that is, I definitely want to do that, or like do some sort of retreat. There's a girly, Cameron. Did you see that? She went on like a retreat in Tuscany. I'm like, I'm trying to do this. Like,
wait,
truly.
Okay. It is just like next such a magical year, thing. Instead of like a Trova trip, like we could just do like a more like relaxed villa in Tuscany situation.
Yes.
Kind of like what the Sabotage Girls did, and just like stayed there for the week basically, and just
And like we almost did that as a family, because that was something I really wanted to do because I've never done that. And there are the most beautiful villas in Tuscany and like Chianti and like these small towns, and they're not like crazy because nothing's around them, so like you need to rent a car, but like they are literally so beautiful. So that's definitely something I really want to do at some point. I like ended up loving Florence again, which I don't know, I wasn't really a huge fan of before. I like loved it, but like it's definitely,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
A college town. I think I love the Tuscany like countryside more than Florence. Like,
yeah,
where we stayed was like the heart of the college town, which was, or like the collegey part of it, but then like I was realizing pretty much the whole thing is like a college town.
Yeah.
A little bit. Because where we stayed, it was actually really crazy because it was so beautiful. I've never seen anything like it. It was like this insane like castle terrace vibe. But like literally the bars were underneath us, so like it was loud until 4 a.m. every single night, so that was like the one downside. They're kind of crazy in Florence. Me and my sister went out one night, and like there was the streets were crawling with like,
oh my
just,
gosh,
like,
is that
kids.
When you wore a
it's
black
really crazy.
Outfit
yes I didn't
like,
have anything
who
to
is
wear
she? Oh, was that your
I
sister's
know. Oh yeah, it was my sister's. I'm like, oh my god, I don't. My sister's like, you cannot wear that. Like, I literally was gonna wear this like cutie little baby doll yellow dress, and she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. Like, so anytime we went out, I wore her clothes.
Cute.
But yeah, very, very cute. And also, I will say, I thought Florence was gonna be like disgustingly busy, but I wouldn't say it was any less or more busy than when we went in April. I think Florence is just overall really, really crowded all the time. So yeah, that was really good. We went to the Boboli Gardens, which was amazing. We didn't do that. It's like this, I think the Medici family, it was like their palace, and then they had gardens, and it was so beautiful. That was really fun. What else did we do? I don't know. Going to Tuscany was like my favorite part. So yeah, I think I'm gonna like forget a lot of the things, honestly, because I'm kind of delusional. But yeah, Florence was really good. And then we went to the Amalfi Coast, which was so beautiful. But I will say, I think Positano and like Amalfi Coast in general is so Instagram versus reality, because it is like crazy in this time of year. Like, I'm kind of shook that there's so many people there right now, because like, okay, I cannot believe, and I can't stress enough, how many stairs there are. Like, it is insane. And at least in Positano, like, if you're staying up, which is what we did, because like, we found this absolutely beautiful insane villa, and that was unreal, the villa we stayed at. But if you are staying somewhere like that, like, the stairs to get down to the town is so crazy. Like, you genuinely can't do it this time of year, because it's like so hot. It's like high 80s. The humidity is really crazy. It's just, it's a lot. Like, I feel like my parents could barely handle it. Like, I don't think you can go if you're disabled or old. Like, I'm just confused how people are doing it. Like, how do you get around?
Yeah.
Like, there's a bus, but they, like, pack you into the bus. There's just, like, no safety regulations. It's funny. Like, you're literally standing on the bus, and, like, it's, like, moving, and you're bumping, and it's funny. It's definitely, like, IG versus reality a little bit. And then the town is just, like, it's crazy. It's so busy. So I really did love that we stayed in like this villa situation that was completely away from the crowds. I feel like it was so peaceful. It was such a peaceful part of the trip. My dad loves cooking, so he was like cooking Italian food. He would go to like the fish market in the morning with like the local Italians and like buy fish and then make it. It was really cute. I feel like everyone was just really at peace, and like, I feel like that was such a wholesome part of the trip. Like, we would play games at night and watch movies, and I feel like I was so emo that stretch of the trip, because I was like, wow, I'm like rewriting memories as a child, like being with my family and like having these like wholesome moments. So that was just really cute. I don't know if I would go back to Positano. Actually, don't think I would. I mean, I don't know. It's very crowded, you guys. And there's so much stairs, and there's, I don't know. It's really crazy. I think just at least this time of year, I would not recommend it. But my favorite part, we went to Capri and we did a boat ride. That is a must if you're on the Amalfi Coast. I feel like that is such a fun part of the Amalfi Coast. Like, going on the boat ride, the iconic Capri boat ride. Everyone does it. I know you guys have seen photos.
I've
seen
so many people. I think I've seen like 5 people.
I know.
Do this.
I know. I keep, it's so funny.
But also,
like,
okay,
I keep seeing it.
Have you seen, I've only seen this on TikToks, but do people say Capri? Not like, I feel like Americans say Capri, but oh God, I feel like Europeans say Capri. Did you notice
probably
that at all, or no? I'm so curious. I don't know.
Capri. I mean, Capri. Maybe, but I just thought it was their accent. Capri.
Like Capri.
I also keep saying Positano, and it's Positano, and I have to like consciously make myself say Positano instead of Positano. Probably, yeah.
Okay, I was just curious if like people there, Capri, if they said Capri.
Capri. Huh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
That's another IG versus reality. That was, it's, so there's so many steps. It's so hot. I think it was way better. It's
so pretty though.
It's so pretty. And I went to the Jacques Mousse store, literally opened the week before, and I went. Cute. It was so cute. I didn't get anything because I literally just bought a little cutie bag. And
yeah.
They had really cute stuff. I just like really didn't need anything. Just really cute stores. It's just they're so... Okay, so like Josh and I went in like very end of September 2 years ago, and it was perfect weather. It was so nice. However, you run the risk of getting completely rained out, which is what happened to us. So it's like kind of... What? I don't know when the best time to go is, because 2 years ago, we went for a honeymoon. We were there for 2 days. We had one full day in Amalfi, one full day in Capri. And then the third day was supposed to be like Positano. We were supposed to like just hang out. We got completely rained out. And that's when we switched to go to Nice, because like it was literally storming all of a sudden the whole week. Like, and when it's raining there, there's nothing to do. Like things are randomly closed. You can't go to the beaches. Like you can't go on the boats. Like the ferries are probably closed because they won't. It's like a risk. So that they're not doing the ferries. So like there is literally nothing to do.
Also, if it rains. I think you were there when there was randomly some issues.
Oh, I saw that. Capri. Yeah.
Like,
I know. I saw there that wasn't a thing. Like, it randomly fixed itself like 2 days before we were going.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I did see that, which was really crazy. Like, it was randomly closed for tourists one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was totally fine. But yeah, I don't know when like the best time to go is, because it's like really hot this time of year and super crowded. But then in September, it is like beautiful weather, but like it rains. So I don't know. But anyways, yeah, loved
Positano. Is that where the...
It is so beautiful.
Dior Cafe is? Capri?
That's in Capri, yeah. It's so, so cute. I really wanted to go, but I think you need a reservation. And that's another thing. If you're going this time of year, you have to book everything out like 2 months ahead. Things are really booked. It's like crazy. I did check for this one beach club I really wanted to go to. Literally 2 months ago, it was already booked, but there's only like 30 spots available. So yeah, I'm still have so much left to post from Positano. I literally was me and my tripod against the world there.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, like my sister is so funny. She takes photos like a boy.
Taylor, where
I need to show you some of the photos. Like, no offense, Taylor, like it genuinely shocks me. Like, she would take photos and I would be like in the small corner, and it's so funny. I need to post some of them, because I'm like, what are you doing? Like, so I felt bad, but yeah, I really learned to work the tripod and it was great. So
her content was cute.
I know. I'm like, she was like, yeah, this is my content for the next like 3 years. And she really got a lot of content. I was like, I took the best content of you. Thank you. yeah, she was really excited about that. So yeah, that was Amalfi Coast, Positano. Loved it. It was very crowded, but it was so beautiful. Like, you cannot deny how insanely beautiful it is. It's kind of similar to Santorini, in my opinion. It's like very similar to Greece. So yeah, I loved that. And then we went to Rome, and Rome is just like this huge city. It's so cool. It's just very, very hot. So that was fun. There's like so much to do in Rome. There's a lot of sightseeing. There's a lot of good food. I feel like it's a really big foodie, city. Just, there's literally so much to do. So we had 4 nights in Rome. And I feel like I was kind of tired by that point of the trip, and it was really hot, but we like did all the, you know, Colosseum, Pantheon. It's just, there's a lot to see. So that was really fun.
Cute.
And I can't believe we're 50 minutes in now. I'm like, that goodbye. But yeah, really good trip. Honestly, love Italy. You literally can get everything, every single climate, every single like scenery. It's like crazy, because we went from like a busy, beautiful, like romantic, dreamy part, and then we went to like beach, coastal, and then we went to like another big ancient kind of city vibe. So I just feel like there's so much in Italy, and I loved it. So yeah, it was a really good trip, and I'm like kind of happy to be back, kind of get back into the swing of things.
You were on for like 2 weeks
total. Yeah, 2 weeks exactly, I think.
Wow.
I feel like that's a good amount of time. But I feel like by the 2 week mark, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I like start missing Josh and like having a routine and stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun. And I'm very thankful that it happened. So yeah, nice. That was my little Italian summer.
Cute. Love that. Love that. So then
yeah,
while you were there, then I mm-hmm. went to the East Coast. Andrew's family was having a reunion in Long Island because that's where his dad and his dad's brothers grew up. So it was really cute. We stayed mainly in Bellport, which is like this cute little wholesome town. There's like this one little strip that has this like, I wouldn't even call it a downtown area, but it's like a street with like all the shops, like ice cream shop, coffee shop, grocery store, kind of. Actually, no, they don't. There was like a health and wellness store, which was like really nice. It had smoothies, sandwiches, and then they had Simple Mills cookies there. I was shook. And I found this new brand of dairy-free ice cream called Cosmic Bliss. I can't remember if you've told me about that or not.
Wait, I used to love, dude, I love their mint chocolate chip. It's so
Cosmic
good.
Bliss dark chocolate. That's the one I like. And they had that. And they had all like the healthy.
Is that the brand Hailey Bieber is collabing with?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I have some of that in my fridge right now. I haven't tried it yet, but yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, that just like rang a bell in my head. I was like, what? Okay.
So this one little random store in this little town had like all the healthy brands, like Chosen Foods, Primal Kitchen, like all the good, like avocado oil based brands, not the canola oil brands. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like where am I? What is happening? Why do they have this here? But I was like so happy. But it's like this cute town, and we stayed in this, I think it was a VRBO that his dad booked, and we stayed like with his sister and his uncle, and it was just so fun and wholesome. The backyard was stunning. It had like the pool and the grass area. I like posted it on my stories, and it was so freaking cute. And then we went on a walk around the neighborhoods.
Oh yeah, that was really pretty. I was wondering.
And like there's houses just like, you guys, like the East Coast is a completely different beast than the West Coast. I feel like California is just all new money, and that's like what we're constantly seeing. Yeah. But these East Coast houses like are just another level, and like these are people's like second homes. Their lots are so big, like everyone lives on like at least an acre. Like you have your house in the middle of your lot, and you have a really large front yard and a really large backyard, and like some of these houses had like driveways that you didn't even see the end of it. Like the house was just like way in the back. Dang. Like it was so beautiful and just so stunning and like classic. I don't know how else to describe it. But so we stayed in Bellport for the most part, but then Andrew and I did like a 48-hour trip to the Hamptons, because I was like, if we're on the East Coast, if we're literally there, like I have to experience the Hamptons, because like so many people mm-hmm. talk about it, so many people go there. I'm like, I have to see what this hype is about, like what is this place, you know, that everyone talks about. And I was just like, I don't know if you've been to like Pacific Beach in San Diego or like Mission Beach, there's this like one road in Mission Beach, and then there's like a bunch of houses on it. And I literally thought it was gonna look like that. Like I thought it was just gonna be this like really small strip of land with like massive like mansions on both sides, but it's actually a lot bigger than I like obviously thought it was. And there's so many different parts. So when we were gonna stay in Montauk, which is at the end of the island, no one talks about this, and I feel like if you're from the West Coast and you don't know, like you just don't know. And like the Hamptons is actually like honestly a pretty big space in my opinion. I thought it was just one place. Like I like everyone's like, oh, we're going to the Hamptons, and you're like, okay.
I know, I thought it was one place too.
So there's like West Hampton, Hampton Bays, Southampton, East Hampton, and Montauk. And all of these are like 30 minutes apart from each other, and they're all separate places, and I had no idea. So Andrew and I, we drove from Bellport to West Hampton, which was one of my personal favorites. I thought it was just so beautiful. Like the neighborhoods were so stunning. There's this one road, it's called Dune Road, and that's kind of like the Mission Beach Road with like massive mansions on each side. Like the houses that you see in like the movies when it's like East Coast vibes, like mm-hmm. that is what it looked like. It was just insane. So beautiful, gorgeous. Like, oh my gosh. I feel like it would be so fun to do like a girls trip to the Hamptons. But another thing that no one talks about is that I'm pretty sure the Hamptons are about a 3-hour drive from JFK. And so I'm like, how are all these girlies getting from the city to the Hamptons? So it's like you're either driving,
road tripping, but I feel like none of them have cars. Right.
There's also a train. So I've seen people take trains.
Oh, okay. That's probably it.
But I don't know if there's like Ubers there or not, because we had a car, so we didn't have need that. So not really sure what the situation is, but West Hampton was so cute. We found this restaurant I'm obsessed with, and I like look forward to the day that I get to eat at it again. It was called Flora, and it just like was very, how do I even describe it? Like a really yummy, fresh salad sandwich place, but like kind of nicer, and like it was just so good.
Did you like stumble upon it, or did you look it up?
No, we just stumbled upon it. Like I was like, okay, like it's like let's get lunch in the West Hamptons while we're doing this road trip. It's lunchtime. Like let's look on our map, and it came up on the map. So because I was like, oh, I'm in the mood for like a salad, so I got a salmon salad with French fries, and it was so good. Like just so fresh. One of the best salads ever. So we did that in West Hamptons and then drove through to Southampton. We didn't really get out in Southampton. We just kind of drove through the town. It had more of like the bigger stores. Like there were like designer stores like Michael Kors, Alice and Olivia, like all is so funny. Like all of the East Coast stores that you would think of were there basically. Very like, you know, cute, preppy.
Yeah,
chic, that whole vibe. So we just drove through that, and then we
is
also,
that how they dressed there? Like, did you like, was there a vibe?
Yes, like you could tell who the locals are, and when they're crossing the street you were like, yeah, she lives here for sure. So yes, like the so stereotype cute that you're thinking is
like it's
yes,
like okay
yes, yeah, like I old money aesthetic, like preppy chic, yeah, like yes. Cute. So yeah, then we drove through to Southampton, I think, and then drove through a neighborhood that was literally just insane. Like these houses, I can't even describe to you. Like, oh my gosh, it was just truly like house porn. Like we were on Zillow the whole time we were driving. We're like, oh my gosh, how much was that one? Oh my gosh, what about this one? Like this one's huge. Like, I would say like it would range, but like between 5 million and like 20 million. And like these are just huge estates with so much land, just so beautiful. Dang. Just like you just don't see that in California, you know what I mean? No. Like it just doesn't look like that here. And then we next was East Hampton, and I'm pretty sure that's where the Chanel was. So that was really exciting. They had like a bunch of designer store shoes. Like there was a Colt Gaia there, but I didn't see that till after we had left. So I'm sad I didn't get to stop into Colt Gaia, but there was like Prada, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and a bunch of like normal stores too. So that was really fun. But the Chanel was so cute. Like just so freaking cute. And like this, and then when you like buy something, the little tag on the bag says like Chanel in the Hamptons. And like they give you like this little summer postcard. And yeah, I ended up getting a scarf there, and I'm so excited. I need to do unboxing, but it's like obviously neutral colors, and it's so cute. And I feel like the scarf trend is so big right now, and it's gonna look so cute when we go to the south of France. So
yeah,
so excited for that. But I was like, I want to get something while we're here, but I don't want to spend like a lot of money. Like there's no bag that I need right now. I asked if they had the Kelly, like the mini Kelly, and they had like sold out. But she was like, yeah, we actually had them here for a while because no one knew what they were. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay.
Honestly, I literally forgot about that bag. So like I did not even think about it when I was in Europe.
So yeah, so that was like really fun. And they like let you film in there. Like I was just recording videos and taking pictures, and no one said anything. They were so nice. I feel like normally they like yell at you and tell you can't take photos or whatever. So it was overall 10 out of 10 experience. They were so nice there. And the boutique was so cute with like the bikes on the outside with the C's on the baskets. Like it was just so Hamptons.
So cute.
So then we drove up to Montauk where we were staying. We stayed at the Marriott Montauk. I was telling Danielle this, it's basically like the hotel that we went to in Palm Springs, Yara. It was very much similar vibes to that, where it's like they redid a motel and made it super chic, but you could tell it's a motel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was honestly really nice. They had Le Labo in the bathroom, so 10 out of 10, love that.
Love that.
And like the bed was super comfortable and it was just so aesthetic and beachy, and it was really, is on the beach, so that was really nice. And so we watched the sunset on the beach and they had s'mores too, so that was fun. Oh yeah, we went for dinner. We went to this place that so many people recommended when I asked on Instagram like what I should do there. I don't know how you pronounce it. I think it's like Durye or Durya or something like that. It's like D-U-R-Y-E-A, I think. But mm-hmm. I think this is like the it place to be in the Hamptons. It was giving Nobu and Malibu, where people go to be seen, basically. Like, they serve so much food. Like, everything is basically served family style, like where it feeds either 2 to 3 or like 4 to 5 people. And it's just like massive. And you can't order just like a one, like a, you know, like I couldn't just get a side salad. We had to order the big salad, and it was so good. It was one of the best salads I've ever had. Like, also looking forward to going there again. But like, it was just so much food, and girls were showing up dressed up to the nines, like cutout outfits, done up, heels on this boardwalk. Like, so I think funny. Like, yeah, people were, that's where you go. It was like, yeah, like you can, you know, like the Nobu Malibu vibe, like those kinds of people, that's what it looked like. So that was interesting, but the food was so good. We had lobster rolls, which were so yummy, and it was just very East Coast vibes. And yeah, it's just so interesting to see. And then I feel like we drove by the Surf Lodge, which is, I think it's a hotel, but that's like where Revolve like did some activation, and like they have like DJs and whatnot there. So I feel like that's a happening place. And then I think another place is called Gurney's. I think that's different. But yeah, it was just definitely an experience being there and seeing everything, especially during the 4th of July. I feel like there was like a lot happening. We were there from the 2nd to the 3rd, so just like a day early. But yeah, so interesting, but it was so fun. And then we drove out to the edge of the island where the lighthouse is and saw that just to do it. And then we ended up driving back to Belport the next day. Cute. So I feel like we fit in a lot in such a short trip, but
yeah,
it was so fun. And I'm so glad I got to experience the Hamptons. I feel like I was just so curious because so many people from the East Coast are like, oh, Hampton summer, going to Hamptons. And I'm just like, what does that mean? What is the vibe? What is happening? Where's everyone going? And it's so interesting because it's like everyone goes to the Hamptons, but then no one actually says where they're staying. So I'm so curious, like, are you like in Montauk? Are you in East Hampton? Are you in Southampton? Are you in Bridgehampton? Like, like, where is everyone actually staying?
Like, I bet you like you could find a TikTok literally breaking down all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is really confusing.
But like, I feel like if you're from the East or the West Coast and you don't know anyone to explain that to you from the East Coast, then you just literally have no idea. And I guess a lot of Andrew's family haven't even been to the Hamptons, even though they live in New York, New Jersey area, DC area. So like, we didn't really have any advice from them. So we were just kind of like going in blind. We're just like, we're going to drive. And then anytime we come to a city that we want, or like a little town we want to stop in, we'll just like drive around, get out, walk around, and then keep going. I don't know. So yeah, it was so cute. And I feel like it would be such a cute place to go for like a girls trip, kind of like what you said, like Tuscany vibes, like go for a week and just like chill, like literally just rent a house and just like hang out. And I don't know. It was so beautiful. Like the East Coast, like obviously when we go to New York City. So we are not seeing like the houses and the suburbs and everything, but like being out further from New York City and like seeing the houses, it is wild. Like the wealth in that area is just on another level. Like these are houses that have passed down from generation to generation. Like these kids, I feel like are just on like so different. Like we saw some kids like in, I think it was East Hampton, and you could tell they were entitled. And I'm not saying like everyone there is like that, but it was just such a different vibe. Like this girl was driving a Jeep And we were getting ready to leave, and we were just parked near the Chanel. And this girl, she had to be like 16, like just got this Jeep. She was like trying to parallel park into a spot and like couldn't do it, was so off. And her dad was like in the back seat, and she had like three of her friends with her. And like she like tried one time barely, like totally mess it up, and was like, "Dad, can you park this for me? Like, we're gonna go to Chanel and then meet us at like this place." It was like, oh. And they just literally got out of the car right there, left the car in the middle of the road. So the dad like got in the car and then like parked it.
Went to Chanel. Oh my God, that is so funny.
I was just like, wow. What a life. Interesting. Yeah. So it was definitely just like so fun to see, so fun to experience and be there, and you know, to be able to say I've been to the Hamptons now and I know what it's like. It's just like, I don't know what I expected, but it was very different than what I expected. But
how did Andrew like it?
I think he liked it. I think he had a lot of fun stopping at all the different little towns because they're all about 30 minutes apart. So it really spread the road trip out, which was nice. So it's like we would drive for 30 minutes, get out, like get lunch, and then drive a little more, get out, walk around, do a little shopping, like... So I think honestly he had
super cute.
He had a lot more fun than he was expecting. So that was good because he just likes to like stay in one spot and like not do a lot. So that was really fun. And then we went back to Belport and just walked around. And again, the neighborhoods, the houses, just like my jaw would drop so many times. Like the real estate is just like on another level. And you just, like, obviously these are older homes, but they're just, I'm gonna text you one I found on Zillow that was like down the street from our VRBO, and it's for sale. And I was like, it's so, obviously it's like way too expensive, it's like $4 million, but I was like, this would be so tempting if like I could actually afford this to like move there, because like it is insane. So
there like a selling the Hamptons? There should be.
There should be, but I don't think there is, because I just don't think those people care. Like, these people, and also they're not really like selling their houses. Like, I feel like they're keeping it in the family. Like, it's just passed down from generation to generation. I mean, we did see a lot of for sale signs, but I did see like the agency office, which is Mauricio's. Mauricio's. But I mean, it was so beautiful. If you have the chance to visit the Hamptons, like, definitely do it. I just like, I wish I just had more information or someone who could have explained like what each part is. Like, what is Southampton? What is East Hampton?
Yeah.
What is West Hampton? Like, these obviously different neighborhoods, like what are they known for, like where do people stay?
Because when you go on TikTok next, this is going to be your first video.
I know,
I guarantee it.
I've already been getting so many Hamptons videos, and like, but I feel like the clubs are in Montauk, so then it's like, if you're not staying in Montauk but you're trying to go to Surf Lodge, like, do you have a driver?
Yeah, like,
is someone driving you? Like, how are you getting home? Like, how are people operating in the Hamptons? I just want to know. And then of course this is the same time that I think his name is Michael Rubin has his Hamptons like white party where like literally all the celebs. So I was like, you know, I was pretty close to Kim Kardashian because she was there. So
you were.
I could have ran into her. I could have seen her plane like flying out of the airport. But yeah, so crazy. But yeah, it was fun. I would definitely go back. It was so pretty, and I loved just the looking at the houses and the real estate and all that. And obviously it was fun hanging out with Andrew's family. We saw obviously a couple of them at our wedding, but I haven't seen most of them since literally Andrew and I were dating for like 4 months, and then this family reunion was happening, and it was a family reunion slash his grandma's funeral. So that's where I met most of these people for the first time, like 7 years ago. So if they weren't able to come to our wedding, I haven't seen them in like 7 years. So
yeah,
it was good to just chat and like connect with everyone and hang out. And it was so humid. Oh my gosh, dude. So humid. I am not a humid girly, but it was fine. But yeah, overall, so fun. And would 10 out of 10 do it again? I need to be more educated on the Hamptons so I know how to like do it right. But I feel like we ate such good food on this trip. Like, there's so much history, I feel like, in this area. And I'm just like, I would love to know the tea here, because I feel like there is just family tea for generations.
Oh, I'm like, sure.
And I feel like everyone probably knows everyone, and like the circles are small and like the houses are really big. So
yeah,
I would just love to be in that circle. I would just find it so interesting. But yeah, so that was pretty much it. And then drove back to JFK from Bellport, which was about 2 hours. So that's another thing. Like Montauk is literally like, JFK is an hour, Bellport. So like Montauk is like 3 hours from JFK. So like, so crazy to me. Cause I feel like when people talk about it on social media, it sounds so close. Like, oh, going to the Hamptons, yeah. Casual. But it's like a whole thing. So
yeah, when brands have stuff there, they like, I think one brand said like there was going to be a bus from the city.
Oh, you're right. But then like you're just Montauk. Sitting on this bus for the next 3 hours. Like yeah. you're going, I mean, we do that obviously to LA, but we do multiple things, but like you're going on this bus for 3 hours each direction.
Yeah. Like I've seen people say it is definitely a trek.
Oh, see, I feel like I missed that. And I feel like it's like a pretty small road there and back. Like it's pretty much like it's not like a big freeway. Like as you keep going to the end of that like peninsula or island or whatever it is, like it's definitely like if there's traffic or an accident or something, like you're stuck. So like,
yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
But yeah, there were a lot of brands activating while I was there. I got invited to a few events, but couldn't make it because we were doing family stuff. And like, I was not going to, like, I was not going to drive back out to Montauk from where right. I was. So I'm just like, are the girlies doing this? Like, or are you just already here for the summer? So you go.
I think maybe that.
I don't know.
I feel like that's so nice.
If we have any listeners privilege. Who are like an East Coast girly who have the in with the Hamptons and know what's going on, I would love to yeah. chat because I'm just so curious. I have so many questions, but seems really fun. Seems like it'd be a great place to spend your yeah. summer and just hang out and have fun.
Were the beaches nice?
Yeah, it was like really pretty.
Okay, cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, 10 out of 10. It was so fun. And then flew back. JFK was a fine experience. I don't really like that airport, but it was fine. Our flight was delayed home almost 2 hours because they said the pilot was on call and he was like coming in from the city, but then they ended up switching it to that he was on another flight. So we were waiting for him to get on another flight. And JFK is so big. Once you check in to our gate, we were like B55, which is the end of the terminal. It was 0.67 miles of walking from check-in.
I think I literally had this like the same because we flew JFK to San Diego and
yeah.
ours was literally at the end. It was probably like one of this probably a similar gate if not the
probably.
Same.
Did you fly Delta?
Because it yeah
okay yeah
it was literally all the way at the end.
It was honestly probably the same flight. Because I yeah. think this plane just flies back and forth from, like, San Diego
okay, yeah,
to
I think it was. Because I was, like, shook. Because I took my sister to the lounge for the first time. She was
the
just
Amex
absolutely...
lounge?
No, we went to the Delta lounge.
Oh, okay. Did you have to pay for her to go in?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. That happened with Andrew. So then we just went to the Amex lounge because I have a free guest. So the Amex lounge was...
Okay,
it was
yeah.
The Amex lounge was... not impressive, honestly. I just
yeah, I feel like the Delta lounge is always nicer, but I don't have a free guest with Amex
yeah
yet, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Delta lounge just looked nice, but I was like, we don't want to pay another $50.
I know. I was like,
Amex. But did you see they even have like the Delta One like special
yes
lounges?
There's a whole other lounge. I'm like so curious. Wait,
like,
so is that like
heck?
That is that first class or is that
so that's
above
first
class?
That's above, so that's international first class.
Dang.
So Delta One is like when you fly international.
Okay, that's
first
because the
then they have like premium economy and then Delta Comfort and then normal. But if you're only domestic then it's just first class, but that's not Delta One.
Got it. Okay, I was wondering. Yeah, Delta One, like they have a lounge, they have a separate whole
like
boarding entrance,
everything. Yes.
Yeah,
I was like
so crazy.
Dang.
Manifesting that.
No, literally. So yeah, that's pretty much a wrap on the Hamptons. It was again, really fun, beautiful. Would go there again. It's just like a whole thing, basically. So
yeah,
you just have to be like prepared for that. But I feel like if that's in the plans, then it's totally
yeah,
fine.
Like good.
So
good to know. I feel like this is the week that everyone goes to.
Oh
like
my gosh,
around 4th of July.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna like see people that I knew or run into people, but I didn't. But I just feel like there's so many people and like so many things to do. I'm like starting to get the TikToks where it's like the parody TikToks where it's like making fun of people going to the Hamptons. Like, hey girl, like you going to the Hamptons
so
this weekend?
Funny.
You know those? So yeah. I'm just like getting all those videos. But
love
yeah, that. So that is that. That's the recap on our trips. We literally thought this episode was going to be 20 minutes. We're like, let's just do a quick chit-chat 20-minute episode.
Yapping.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you guys made it all the way to the end, you already know we love you and appreciate you. And we missed you guys. And we're so excited to be back. I feel like last thing is just a reminder, our South of France trip sign-up closes July 28th for our trip. And if you were inspired by Danielle's recent trip, we can do that same thing together with the girlies in the South of France. So it's going to be so fun. And yeah, the group we have going right now is amazing. So we have a couple more spots left. So if you guys are interested, don't wait to sign up because I feel like the spots are going to go really quick, like at the last minute vibes, you know, last minute signups. So I think that's pretty much it. Do you have anything else you want to share?
No, I don't think so.
We're both like just so tired and a little delusional. So if parts of the episode didn't make sense or we were rambling or anything, that's why. But we just wanted to chat with you guys and catch up on what we've been doing the past 2 weeks. And then I feel like next week we'll be back to our regular programming.
Yeah.
So. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. Again, I cannot believe it's July already. Where is the time going? It's so crazy. Hope you guys have an amazing week coming up, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.